you, my Lord, my God. Let your people hear from you. Not my word, but yours. In the name of Jesus. At the end of this service, not only will you have increased our faith, you will increase our trust in you. We shall be blessed, and all the glory and the honor will return unto you. Thank you, my Father. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. I thank you for joining again. Again, we'll be reading from that same passage that we used to pray. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I'm going to read from verses 20 to 30. And we'll share from this passage. And the Lord bless you as you listen in Jesus' precious name. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 20 to 30. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. On the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed." After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. "Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever." At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. Verse 23, the armies of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them. After they had destroyed the army of Seir, they began attacking each other. So when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped. Verse 25. King Jehoshaphat and his men went out to gather this plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables, more than they could carry. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days just to collect it all. On the fourth day, they gathered in the Valley of Blessing, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked the Lord there. It is still called the Valley of Blessing today. Then all the men returned to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat leading them, overjoyed that the Lord had given them victory over their enemies. They marched into Jerusalem to the music of harps, lyres, and trumpets, and they proceeded to the temple of the Lord. When all the surrounding kingdoms saw that the Lord himself had fought against the enemies of Israel, the fear of God came over them. So Jehoshaphat's kingdom was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. And the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
And I pray that the Lord will give us peace and rest on every side in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to quickly share with us what I titled, "We Must Trust God to Deliver Us." We must trust God to deliver us. We must have heard of wars. And when you hear about wars, what really comes to mind is the people that are going to war, gathering their soldiers, gathering their ammunition to fight. When you hear of wars, you think of the penury, the suffering that will come upon such land. When you hear of war, fear grips the heart. That is why many people will say, you may know the beginning of the war, you may not likely know how it will end. We have seen this in the course of our life. Nations that have been at war, how people have suffered losses of houses, of wealth, of human beings. Thank to God, many of us, we know about the Ekomog War. We knew how it started, how long it went, and how people suffered. So when you hear of war, it brings fear, it brings anxiety. What we are seeing today in the world can be likened to a war. Well, as it were, this is not a war with ammunition. This is not a war with anti-ballistic missile. It is a war that eyes cannot even see. However, the effect on the population, on the community, we can see, we can hear of this, the news going everywhere. The question is, how do you fight a war? How do you conquer a war that is not being fought physically? It takes divine intervention to fight such a war. And this is why we have been calling on us, brethren, that at a time like this, we must not give in to fear, we must not despair, we must not give in to worries. Rather, let's give in to prayers. And as we continue to do that, for our sake, the Lord God will intervene, and there will be an end to this war that is ravaging the land. So let's quickly go back to our passage. We can liken it to what the people of Judah were facing under the leadership of King Jehoshaphat. Verses 20 to 21 told us of how King Jehoshaphat gathered the people. "Listen to me, Judah, and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophet, and you will be successful." You know, when the leaders start to say things like that, in the face of mounting opposition, in the face of word of threat that is coming from the enemy, you begin to wonder, what kind of leader is this? Does he know what he's saying? These people have arranged themselves, they have taken strategic position, the battle line is drawn, and the leader is saying, "Believe in the Lord God, believe in his prophet, and that they will be successful." I'm sure many of us today, I know many people will have had the prophecies that have gone forth, and they will have derided it. They will have made mockery of it. But here is a king, as human as we are, who was telling his people, Listen. Have faith in your God. Believe what his prophet has said. You will be successful. You will win this war. If the leader has said that, I know as the pastor today, if I've said that, the next thing you will ask me is, Pastor, how are we going to fight this war and we'll be successful? I mean, you want to ask me of the strategies, the plans that I have to execute the war. But what we see here was that the plan that King Jehoshaphat was giving the people was an odd plan. It's a plan with our knowledge, with our understanding, we call foolish. Remember this, the message we had 3 Sundays ago concerning Jericho. The battle strategy there too was foolish, which is similar to the same plan here. And he told them, just get singers. Get praise singers. I'm sure in our world today, everybody will say it is foolish. Just like many people are saying, staying at home now is foolish. Just like many are saying, oh, I must pay my mortgage. I just need to work. I just need to go out. I just need to socialize. So it was an odd plan, an odd party plan for saying appoint singers. They just go before the army. They just sing. Like many of us, we tell you now, pray, give thanks, sounds ridiculous, because how does that take away coronavirus? But I'm telling you, brethren, the ways of God to men that are perishing always sounds foolish. But remember, we have been told that for us who are his own, we need not lean on our own understanding. But in all our ways, we must acknowledge him, that he will be able to direct our path. So the plan was so foolish. And again, the prophet that was even used to bring the message to King Jehoshaphat, Jahaziel, is not even a popular prophet for that matter. He's not a renowned world evangelist or big name. So with that, that compounded the plan that King Jehoshaphat gave them. But glory be to God, Jehoshaphat was able to emphasize, believe the Lord your God and his prophet, regardless of whether it's a popular prophet, known or unknown, televised or not televised, because the word that is coming is from God. And that was why even in the televised message of our Father in the world, that he said it, that I know many people will make mockery of all that we are doing or we are saying now. That has always been there, even in the days of the Bible. So when you are seeing what is going on now, it is what has always been on. But glory be to God, the word of God cannot fail. And I pray even now, every word of God that you believe concerning divine protection, concerning deliverance, even at a time like this, will not fail you, will not fail me in the name of Jesus. Let us continue. When you look at this passage again, you see that God still demonstrates his love even to the people of Judah and Jerusalem under King Jehoshaphat. He has them appointment, they will sing, and you will see what will happen. If you read earlier on in that passage, I think in verse 15, he has told them, this battle is not yours. We did not fight in this battle, because it is God himself that will fight for us and is fighting for us, and we shall stand firm in the name of Jesus. And if you read in verse 17, it says, all we just need to do is take our position. And what is our position now? The place of prayer. Amen. I hope somebody is getting something here. And so that was it. Let's continue. Again, when you look at it, you will see how God delivered the people of Judah. He said they should begin to praise the Lord. The Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. But the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. And when Judah came toward the marsh, the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth and none escaped. That is verses 22 to 24. It was the Lord's battle himself. That was why I said what is going on in our world today is spiritual, is divine. We need divine intervention of God. The Bible says these three nations that have come together to fight Judah fought themselves. They killed themselves. And that is my prayer for us. Whether it is coronavirus or whatever name the enemy may have been given concerning your life, they will begin to destroy themselves in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You know how that happened? Was not as a result of the knowledge of the singers or the army of Jehoshaphat. They do not have an idea of how it had happened. But God confused their strategies. God confused their plans. God confused their language. I pray that prayer this morning again. Every enemy that may want to gather against Jesus' palace, in whatever form, God will confuse their language. God will confuse their strategies in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because it is God that will defend us.
Amen.
Not of ourselves. We have no power. That was why even when we were praying, and when the people of Judah were praying, they said they considered themselves as powerless. We have no power. That's why always we look up to the Holy Spirit to help us. So by the time they got to the battle line, the battlefield, people thought they were going to go out and fight. They discovered that the enemies were gone. You know? I can imagine what was going on in their heart when they were going to that battlefield. We already know that they were perplexed by fear already. That was why Jehoshaphat turned to God. God, I can't do this. I need your help now. And this is what we should, this should be our attitude. That when we are overwhelmed, when we are getting scared, instead of getting scared, let us turn to God. He will give his word. The only thing is when we don't believe or when we don't understand it, God will always give his word. But we must learn to understand and to obey. You don't need to make mockery of it. Even when you don't obey or when you don't believe, like many people will do. Oh, yeah, they're the only one hearing from God. Now, this time around, they have said this again. And they always talk. We don't need to have that kind of attitude, brethren. Believe in the Lord your God and his prophet, and you will be successful. Because God is still using his prophets even today. And I pray we will hear him And you don't miss the voice of your prophet when they are talking to you in Jesus' mighty name. So they got to the place where they were going to fight. All they could see was dead body. But not even only dead bodies, brethren. They could see that their wealth, good, that have been abandoned. Thank you, Father. Remember, we were even preaching about the victory over Jericho. We had a similar story here too. And I told us then that I know the time we are is a difficult time, but it can still be a time. And it's going to be a time unto us as his children, a time of blessing. I know it will sound awkward. Not only are prices going down in so many things now, it is still a time that people can make advantage, take advantage of it, and thereafter they will be blessed. So by the time he got to the battle line that these people were dead and they could see all these treasures, what came upon Judah and Jerusalem? Complex people. And this is why I know, even at the end of this coronavirus that God will bring to us, we shall become blessed people in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And what do we see here again? We see the people with heart of gratitude celebrating the grace of God upon their life. When you read from verse 25, 29 to 30, you will see that even that instead of calling that place a place of weeping and mourning to Judah, it becomes a valley of blessing. And so shall it be unto us, even at the end of this season that we are in, shall become a valley of blessing to us in the name of Jesus. So they were able to gather all the spoils, and we were told it took them 3 days. But even after gathering the spoils, they do not allow their heart to be taken over by the sudden words that came upon them. They still return all the glory to God. You know that they went back to Jerusalem, begin to thank God in the temple, bringing more people to sing, to rejoice over what God has done. Even hearing the news of what God has done for them, other nations begin to fear them. And that is why I am trusting God, even at the end of this period, people will come to know that there are those that are still serving the living God, because it's going to distinguish them. It's going to make sure that no one falls a victim of this in the name of Jesus. I said there are things we still need to ponder about in this passage. Jehoshaphat served God faithfully even under distress and was richly rewarded with peace. This is a distressed time, this is a often time, but we can still be faithful to God and he will reward us with his peace in the name of Jesus. So today the world is facing a virus that has taken many lives. Resources with which to resist it is too weak. Even wisdom is inadequate. It is a difficult position the world has found itself. If we stop at this difficult position, it means we will have surrendered and give up. But we need to call on God, who is able to stop this dreaded virus, so that hope, healing, and peace can come alive again. This should be our position already. We don't need to have the feeling of being helpless. I know there could be some level of uncomfortability, that is, we are not very comfortable. We may have to suffer a little here and there. Maybe there are things we used to do we cannot do. But then, don't see yourself as being helpless, knowing that God is fighting on our behalf. So, brethren, I enjoy you. Don't despair. Don't despair. Always trust that God will deliver us, and it will in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, from this, we see that God works on behalf of his people. You know, many a times we have the picture of what we want him to do. But in many cases, the way he comes to us to help us always beats our imagination. But many a times it looks so foolish. Just like we're looking at the case of Jericho. Imagine people who walking around the world, not even talking for 6 days, only on the last day to shout, 7 days. And the world collapsed. The same thing with this. It was so foolish. Appointing singers to go and meet armies that are well prepared, place, position to fight. And what that is saying to us is, brethren, whatever God is laying your heart to do at this time, even if it's so foolish, please receive the courage to do it. Because at the end of it, we will begin to thank God in the name of Jesus. And I don't want us to be carried away. Because when you look at it, even in the life of Jehoshaphat and these enemies that gather again, Jehoshaphat did not downplay the power of these enemies. So I don't want us to downplay what is going on now. And that's why I said, maybe during the Bible study, I think, that we should not just say, oh, we are being religious or we are playing religion. All those things that we have been given, please, let's still observe them. Praise the Lord. Please, let's still observe them. Because at this point in time, Jehoshaphat knew that this army that were coming against him, they are powerful. And that was why he knew that he cannot overcome them on his own. He went back to God. And I'm saying to us as a church, as people of God, don't downplay what is going on now. Don't say it's meant for certain age of bracket of people like some people are doing now. Let's observe that social distancing that we have been asked to observe. Not only will you be helping yourself, you'll be helping others in the community. So, as Christians, we need to equally be wise. And that's why we often tell us we can't underestimate the power of Satan. Satan has his own power. But regardless of the power of Satan, the power of our living God overcomes it. That we shall be victorious even in this season in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So, the kingdom recognizes the limitation of its own wisdom. None of us, regardless of our wisdom or our knowledge, can depend on ourselves and depend on God. Our victory over Satan and what is going on now through the land is not going to be gained through human strategy and wisdom, but through the power and faithfulness of our God. That's why we are told in Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. He said, cursed be the man that trusted in man and naked flesh his arm. That's why a lot of people now are so worried and so despair because they thought this government that will fix everything, even when those that are in government know that many of the policies they are implementing are against the word of God. But my prayer is that God will have mercy on them in the name of Jesus. We see here now again that Jehoshaphat recognized the the all sufficiency of God. His eyes was on God. He was not trusting in his armies. He was not trusting in his investment. Like many of us, like many people do today, and you see them crying, oh, the investment is going down, oh, the economy must come back, the economy must come back. At the expense of souls of men and women that are dying. But thank God for where we live. We are putting some things in place to take care of the suffering that people might be going through. But even beyond that, our trust will still be in the Lord God to deliver us, and we deliver us to Jesus. I will be bringing the message to those brethren. But before then, I want us to remember that it is only in God we can have rest at this time like this. If you trust in something else, please have a rethink. Because those things will not save you and probably not even give the peace that you desire. As I conclude, I say in times of suffering and distress, the heroes of Second Chronicles call on us to a holy remembrance. Let's always remember that God is there. We are not to remember our own strength or skill, but we must remember the character of God and our part in the story of the people of God. It is true that as Christians, we are spiritual descendants of Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, or even of Jehoshaphat that we look at today. Therefore, let us all know that God is the one that fights the battles of our life, and He will reveal His glory to us as His people in the name of Jesus. Amen. It is my prayer that our God will deliver us.
Amen.
God bless you. And thank you for listening to the message. But before we close, before we bring the service,